also was reminded of this passage from the book of Kings, 1 Kings 19. And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. So one of the issues is that we constantly attribute cause to effects, and that draws us into the sensory plane and the belief in appearances as being real. The word is there to give us truths that can bring about a way of seeing, a rational way of seeing that holds to the principles that the word offers, that causes are not found in effects, that the effect is the product of the cause, and that all causes are spiritual, or to put it another way, all causes are mental. That's what spiritual means. So the question that was raised about, is the Lord in the hurricane? One way of viewing this is to think about it in terms of how things work in the world of spirits. So in the world of spirits, spirits have a sensory experience of a world that feels as real as this world, right? So we pass over into the spiritual world. And, you know, for a large number, there's no realization that they've died. So they're still in the experience of a world. The question comes is, how is that world created? And it is not created by the Lord moving outside of those spirits and creating for them a world that they can live in. That's not how it works. How it works is that the Lord passing into the minds of spirits generates a sensory plane that forms their world. So, in the world of spirits, where you read about last judgments and things like that, you have earthquakes and all of those things going on. And those things are not created by the Lord. And the Lord is not in them. He is not in the wind, you know, that I was reading from 1 Kings. They are produced due to the form of mind that the Lord's life is entering. So all things on an external level that are detrimental to life are not created by the Lord. They are the product of the collective condition of the spirits through which they are generated, those things are generated. So the conditions that present reflect the state of the spirit experiencing those conditions, but those conditions are necessary in order to bring about reflection. So there's a disorder within the mind that gets projected out into the sensory plane so that it can be seen. And as soon as it is seen, then there's choice. Choice becomes a possibility at that point in terms of how it's dealt with. So then the question comes, what is the world we experience without? Do those same laws apply so far as the world we experience is concerned? So I'll leave it as a question.